Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, October 29th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple has officially reported its earnings for the fiscal fourth quarter of 2021, covering the months of July, August, and September. Amid ongoing supply chain shortages, Apple reported a September quarter revenue record of $83 billion, up 29% year over year, and it reported profit of $20 billion and earnings per share of $1.24. Notably, Apple's overall revenue was lower than analyst expectations, making this the first time since May of 2017 that the company has missed estimates. But regardless, the year-over-year growth is impressive, both in terms of overall revenue and in terms of revenue by product category. iPhone revenue was up 47% year-over-year to $39 billion. The Mac grew 2% year-over-year to just over $9 billion. The iPad was up 21% to $8.25 billion, and wearables was up 11.5% to $8.79 billion. Finally, services hit a new all-time high, up 26% year-over-year to $18.2 billion. In an interview regarding Apple's earnings, Tim Cook explained that the company faced larger-than-expected supply constraints during the quarter, something the company estimates to have affected its revenue by around $6 billion. The supply constraints, according to Cook, were driven by the industry-wide chip shortage and COVID-related manufacturing disruptions in Southeast Asia. Looking ahead to the first quarter of 2022, which is the very important holiday shopping season, Apple expects continued disruptions due to supply shortages. In fact, Apple says it expects a hit that is even bigger than the $6 billion it experienced last quarter. But regardless, Cook says that Apple still expects solid year-over-year growth. In addition to services hitting a new record for quarterly revenue, the Mac revenue also hit its highest ever. During a call with analysts and investors, Apple's CFO Luca Maestri attributed this record quarter to strong demand for the M1 MacBook Air. Apple no longer reports unit sales for any of its products, so it's notable to hear Maestri specifically call out the M1 MacBook Air as a driver of the Mac's success. Maestri also added that Apple's last five quarters for the Mac have been the best five quarters ever for the category. Again, the Mac recorded revenue of $9.18 billion, up 1.6% year-over-year. Maestri said on the call that half of Mac and iPad buyers during the quarter were completely new to the products, meaning that it was their first time purchasing a Mac or an iPad. Customer satisfaction is also at 97% for both products. Looking ahead, it will be interesting to see details on the Mac's performance during the holiday shopping quarter. Theoretically, the Mac is due for a big quarter following the launch of the new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, but this could be affected by supply shortages. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing application for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and to build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. This means you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantage of all of the Mac technologies that you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky tools based on the web. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices. And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full feature plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9to5. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
As we head into the weekend, all of today's best Apple-friendly deals are now up for the taking and headlined as Amazon is offering the new iPad Mini 6 256GB in several styles at $630. Normally fetching $649, you're looking at only the second notable discount on the elevated storage capacity as well as a match of the all-time low. Carrying over many of the signature features of its latest tablets, the new iPad Mini 6 arrives with an edge-to-edge 8.3-inch Retina display alongside Touch ID and the power button. There's also Apple Pencil support thrown in too, with the A15 Bionic chip powering the entire experience. I'm a recent convert myself and have been absolutely loving the compact form factor. Another notable discount has Amazon offering the latest Apple Magic Keyboard for 12.9-inch iPad Pro at $249. Down from the usual $349 price tag, you're looking at a new all-time low at $106 off the going rate and well below our previous mentions. Refresh to go alongside the all-new M1 iPad Pros that launched earlier this year. Apple's latest Magic Keyboard has a tweaked design to accommodate the slightly thicker tablets. Those small adjustments aside, you're still looking at the same, beloved experience, which delivers a unique floating hinge design and backlit keyboard with built-in trackpad. There's also smart connector support and a USB-C port for pass-through charging. And to wrap up everything, Anker is heading into the weekend with a new sale courtesy of its official Amazon storefront that's discounting a selection of iPhone essentials, smart home gear, and more for Halloween. Our topic is the Anker PowerCore 3 Elite Power Bank for $136. Down from its usual $160 going rate, you're looking at only the third discount of the year, with today's offer saving you $24 and marking the best price in several months. PowerCore Elite 3 arrives as a capable portable power bank for everyday carries or just for around the house, complete with more than enough juice to refuel all the gear in your Apple kit. Alongside its 25,600 mAh battery, there's a 60-watt USB-C output that goes with a pair of 2.4-amp USB-A slots for topping off your smartphone or earbuds. And then for all of the weekend's other best deals, make sure you keep it locked to 9to5toys.com or follow us over on Twitter at 9to5toys.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day, and tell all of your friends to do the same. It's also very helpful to us if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review to help more people find the show. Again, my thanks to Direct Mail for Mac for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily this week. You can check them out at the link in the show notes, and supporting our sponsors helps us keep making the show 5 days per week. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.